U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has been seeing severe processing delays in visa applications to the United States, creating a huge backlog. And this backlog has left immigrants, many whom are seeking employment, refuge from violent crimes, or reunification with family members, in limbo. Leon Rodriguez is a partner at Seyfarth Shaw and served as director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services from 2014 to 2017. And he helped fill us in on the current status of visa application backlogs.
So the backlogs now, I think we're talking about somewhere on the order of 750,000 cases beyond their target processing times. That's a problem with which we were struggling during my time as director, but it's certainly grown worse in recent years, and it's grown worse because of particular decisions that the current leadership has made.
I want to get into what those decisions are, but first I want to understand what kinds of visa applicants are being most affected by the delays, and has that changed?
So one of the statistics that we heard last month is that 94% of all visa categories are backlogged. So that runs anywhere from somebody who is applying to come short-term to the United States to do some kind of work, somebody who's applying for a green card, or somebody who's applying for U.S. citizenship. All of them are in a backlogged state.
We've heard the president say that the types of immigrants that they're interested in having come to the United States should be, at least I'm paraphrasing here, but highly skilled immigrants. Are those, and we've just said that 94% of the visa applicants are being delayed. So let's talk a little bit about the impact that this will have on the American economy, if at all, not just among high-skilled labor, but all folks that are looking to come here.
So there seems to actually be a pretty good consensus among economists that anything that makes it harder to either immigrate to the United States in the first place or to solidify your immigration posture in the United States, those are all things that are harmful to the economy. If you hear our business leaders talk, I interact with them a lot in my current line of work, they're really worried about the impact of the current immigration environment on their ability to attract the full range of talent that they need. And frankly, a lot of them are skeptical that what the administration is calling merit is really the merit that they need in order to effectively conduct their businesses.
So let's be clear on what the administration is talking about when they say merit. Are you saying that the business owners that you're talking to need workers of all skill levels?
They do need workers at all levels of the skill spectrum. So if you talk, for example, to healthcare providers, we have a shortage of nurses in this country. And we really don't have any kind of reliable immigration path, not just for registered nurses who are at the top of the nursing skill level, but even something like a licensed practical nurse or a nurse's assistant. There's shortages in all of those areas. And immigration absolutely provides a way to shore up those shortages, but we don't have a pathway for that.
Give us a sense for what some of the reasons are for these backlogs, what they were under your leadership, and what they and how that's changed under the Trump administration.
Well, part of the reason why this issue has always been a perpetual struggle is that USCIS is a self-funded agency. People who are applying for immigration benefits, they pay a certain fee, and so it's based on that fee that the work gets done. And the problem is that the way that the budget process works, you're often using two-year-old data to decide what your fees and what your staffing levels need to be today. So you're always in this constant game of catch-up. So that's a fundamental problem. And notwithstanding even the current environment, the fact is people do want to immigrate to the United States. They do want to get green cards. They do want to become U.S. citizens. And so as a result, there continues to be pretty high demand for the services that USCIS offers.
How is the USCIS responding?
The main thing that we've heard out of USCIS is that they are reallocating personnel among different locations in order to ensure that they're using their personnel in the most efficient manner. That helps a little bit. I'm not sure that we've necessarily seen a more comprehensive plan for them as to how we're going to achieve a real reversal
I mean, is there any political will really to get this done right now? I mean, this seems to be, you know, we're hearing news about folks who are here legally with legal immigration status who, you know, are going to be penalized if they take out government benefits or use government benefits.
I have to agree. I'm sad to have to agree. There is absolutely nothing that we've seen from the current administration that shows any interest in making things easier and more efficient for legal immigrants. Rather, just about everything is something that makes the process a lot harder. And in fact, there are specific actions that have been taken that at least play a role in the growth of this backlog. And there seems no will to try to make the process more efficient in any way.
Leon, are there more resources being allocated now to funding ICE? And I just want to talk a little bit about the latest ICE raids that happened about a week ago. Is that where the administration is choosing to put its funding as opposed to shortening some of the backlog times that we're seeing here for visa applicants?
Yeah, if you look at the administration's budget requests over the last 2 years, it's very clear that its investments and its budgetary priorities have very much been on the immigration enforcement and border security side. So there have been very clear interests in the order of a billion to $1.5 billion in increases in the overall budgets for immigration and customs enforcement, for customs and border protection. But in terms of what the administration's appetite for enforcement is, even that's not enough. We just saw a BuzzFeed story about 3 weeks ago reporting that USCIS leadership was actually soliciting volunteers to leave USCIS, the already backlogged USCIS, to instead work with immigration and customs enforcement and customs and border protection in order to bolster their enforcement activities.
Leon Rodriguez is a partner at Seyfarth Shaw and served as director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Leon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.